Well, this weekend, folks in the community of Casey are about to have a whole lot of fun because it's Casey Fun Days. Judy Wedemeyer is with us this morning. She's one of the presidents of the Casey Service Club, and we're going to talk about some of the events and activities today. Judy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks for asking me to be on the radio.
Absolutely. Casey Fun Days. Holy smokes, you packed a lot of fun into a few days.
We do. We've got quite a few events, and we're hopefully able to have events for all ages. The entertainment, I mean, for the kids, I mean, we've got some new things this year that we're doing that we haven't done before. We think it'll be equally entertaining for the adults, too.
Well, it should be. I know it's hard to kind of go through the entire list of things in order, but I guess we'll start a little bit with Friday because you do have some events on Friday night for folks to get excited about.
Oh, yeah. The fire department is sponsoring the Bago tournament. And this will be at the fire department, right at the fire station, and it begins at 6:30. They do have several teams. If you need to sign up for it, you know, a lot at this point, just show up. But it does begin at 6:30. Also, another event that's going on at the library in Casey for some of the, it's a family movie called The Guardians of the Galaxy, and that is sponsored by the Casey Library, and that starts at 7 o'clock. So that kind of takes care of Friday night's events. I mean, the Bago tournament's
sure.
Very popular. You know, that'll be pretty good entertainment. And I think there's fire departments from all over that come to, you know, for that and offer their support, you know, to the Casey group.
You bet. Well, those Bago tournaments, they get to be pretty popular anymore. And
yeah.
And the Guardians of the Galaxy, that's a family-type movie. Will that be indoors or outdoors?
That'll be indoors.
Indoors.
They've got a big screen that they put in the library. They've got seating. They have their own popcorn popper. I mean, it's a fun event. I mean, if you've never been to a movie at the library, I mean, it is a lot of fun. They kind of do this, you know, like maybe they've done it about 6 or 8 times each year. During the winter months, it's real popular.
You bet. Well, you don't have to worry about the weather this way. It's on no matter what.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Perfect. Well, that's just kind of a precursor to what will happen then for the weekend. Now, Saturday, oh, wow, you've got a lot
yeah.
packed into the day. It looks like a lot of morning events getting started early.
Oh, yeah, we start early in Casey. The Casey Cafe will be open for breakfast and for lunch that day, too. So, if anybody's in town early, they want to stop by the Casey Cafe and pick up a quick, breakfast. And then at 8:30, then we have the flag raising. And then after that, then, of course, in the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, have their annual bake sale, and that'll be all along the main street right there in Casey. And then after that, then at 9 o'clock, then the kitty parade will begin. And they're having two classes for most original and for the best decorated. And the Rolling Hills Bank will give out gold dollars to each of the participants, as well as they all get a participation ribbon. And then there's prizes for the most original and best decorated. So we've got two, and I think they're actually come-and-go gift cards. Is what they're giving. So, you know, there's a lot of things they can buy, and, you know, they kind of enjoy having that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that'll start at 9 o'clock with the lineup at 8:30 at the Methodist Church parking lot. Then after that, immediately following the kitty parade, then they're going to have a few kids' activities. They're going to have a frog jumping contest, a hula hoop contest, or these are just some of the things. And all kids that want to participate in a frog jump contest are asked to bring their own frog. So that could be an adventure in itself right there, trying to get ready for it.
No kidding. Well, I know you've got the big parade coming up afterward, and that's always a lot of fun. Which one's your favorite, the kids' parade or the big parade?
You know, they're both equally entertaining. I mean, it's just amazing to see those kids. I mean, the originality in the kids, you know, you don't know what they're going to decorate or what they're going to bring into it, whether it's, you know, something automated, something that's... I mean, you just don't know what they're going to bring down the street. But it's definitely worth coming and watching. Very entertaining.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. A lot of these kids put a lot of that youthful creativity into getting ready for stuff like this.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and it's equally entertaining for the parents and for the grandparents. I mean, you know, and just the people in the area, you know, just love to watch the kids.
You bet.
Just to see what. And, you know, the thing is, if you don't have little kids, you find out what the recent themes are of the movies that you don't watch, you know.
Very true.
They'll all be there.
Very good. Well, we mentioned the big parade at 10:30. You've got a theme for that. It should be fun.
Yeah, the theme, and it should be a pretty easy one to work with. Memories of the past, memories in the making is the theme. You know, I mean, we welcome anybody that wants to be in the parade. I mean, if they don't want to follow the theme, you know, it's pretty much whatever you want to bring in will go. And this year we do have our grand marshals are the 15 area fire departments and EMS volunteers who helped with the community building fire in August of 2014. We had, you know, we were fortunate to have, I mean, it was a tragedy to have a fire like that happen, but we had the support of all the area fire departments. You know, and of those, the grand marshals are the Casey, Adair, Stewart, Menlo, Fontenelle, Guthrie Center, Panora, Yale, Jamaica, Bagley, Greenfield, Dexter, Atlantic, Wyota, and Anita. Those were all the area fire departments in the EMS groups that were there to help fight the fire. So, you know, that's a, we're honoring them as the grand marshals for our parade. And it does begin at 10:30, and the lineup is at the ball field, which is on the north end of Casey. And we kind of like to have everybody in line by 9:45, just so that we can get all the information back down to the announcer stand.
You bet. Yeah, they don't have to sign up ahead of time, right?
Nope, they just have to show up.
Okay, very good. Well, I know after the parade is over, then the day's really kind of getting started. You've got a lot of activities all throughout the day for everybody.
Oh, yeah. At the big park, it's the Rutt, the East Park, or what we call the big park. From 11 to 1, the Methodist Church in Casey is going to be serving lunch at the Shelter House. And then also from 11 to 1, there's going to be homemade ice cream served in the same location by the junior class. They're going to do ice cream and also smoothies. And then at noon, the volleyball tournament starts, and Rob Sneller is in charge of those. So if there's anybody out there that wants to sign up for a tournament, they can give Rob a call. His phone number is 641-740-0116. And if you don't get hold of him, just show up. But like I said, it's down there at the big park. And then at 12:30, this is an event that we're kind of having some Ag Olympics games this year. Mm-hmm. And this is part of our Ag Olympics. And we've had this pedal pool for years. It's been real popular. We have trophies, and it's for ages 4 to 11, kids in those age groups. And then after that, then we also have Stick Pony Rodeo. And that's something new. And we're kind of excited about this. We have the stick ponies. They don't have to bring their own or anything. But we also have, I mean, we're going to have our own rodeo clown. So we're going to have Bandy the Rodeo Clown making a special appearance. But in the Stick Pony Rodeo, we've got a bareback class. We've got barrel racing. We've got pole bending. And also our own unique horse race. So, you know, this will be something I think the kids will enjoy. And I know the adults will really enjoy it. We've got the bleachers. We're going to use the bleachers from the little ballpark down there at the big park. And, you know, so, or you can bring your lawn chairs. We're kind of encouraging people to bring lawn chairs to enjoy all the games at the big park. But that's one of the many things. And then we're going to have a few more relay races, you know, with the Ag Olympics. And then all afternoon, this starts, you know, probably around 12:30. And about that time, then they're also going to be doing some water fights with the kids. The fire department is sponsoring those down at the big park. Then we move to the visitor center. We have things going on there, too, which that's the former Catholic church is where the visitor center is at the end of Main Street. And from 9 to 3, we have a photo contest. And you vote on your favorite photo by placing quarters in a cup that corresponds to the photo. So you'll want to be sure to go in there. We just recently air-conditioned that building. So with the 90-degree temperatures, it's probably going to be a welcome location. But that'll be going on from 9 to 3. And also in that building, they're going to have a cakewalk. They're also going to serve homemade ice cream. And at noon, they're going to have a scavenger hunt. And you'll have to pick up your clue sheets there at the visitor center. At 1 o'clock, they have bingo. And at 2 o'clock, they have the book walk, which is sponsored by the Casey Library. And then in the evening, then we have the grand finale, which is going to be the dance by the Zach Stone Band, and that's sponsored by the Casey Fire Department. For a lot of people that don't know who Zach is, his grandparents were Max and Myrna, still alive, Myrna Whetstone, are his grandparents, and they were lifelong residents of Casey. And, you know, Casey is like his hometown. You know, it's his adopted hometown. So he comes back, and, I mean, he's from Arlington, Texas, and he's, I think right now he's in Nashville. He's on tour. He's been on tour. He's a country singer, just a young guy, and he sings a lot of different songs. You know, anything. You know, he has his own unique songs, but you know, he does a little country rock. I mean, he really is. He's an up and coming star, and we're just really thrilled to have hometown ties come back and perform for our group.
Well, especially when the money's going back too. The fire department, like it is. I know I had a chance to visit with Zach last year preparing for KC Fun Days to do an interview with him, and it means a lot to him to be able to do something like this, and his production company being able to go ahead and just put forth the effort and donate all the money back.
Oh, yeah, and he is so proud of Casey. I mean, I think he's proud of his family's roots, you know. I mean, they were beginning settlers, his family was, and, I mean, they just, you know, it's a special place for him. So, and we're just really thrilled that he is willing to give, you know, of his group, you know, their talents and time and money and efforts and everything it takes to do this, you know, make it possible for our celebration.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's great to have people like that who think so much of it. And, you know, what it's also great to have is lots of great volunteers. You can't do this without volunteers, Judy.
Oh, and we have a bunch of really excellent volunteers. I mean, that's the one thing that we can be proud of. I mean, we always have people that are willing to do the extra. And, you know, this year, I mean, we've kind of felt bad after this fire. I mean, it's kind of like we just lost the heart of our town, you know, in losing our community building. But, you know, I mean, we've been able to pull ourselves back up. And without having a building where we were always centered before, I mean, we're just hoping that we can keep the weather at bay on Saturday so we can do all these events outside in the big park. But, you know, we've got the visitor center, the former Catholic church, that we're kind of focusing on that a little bit to take up the slack of what we're missing in the building. But you know, we've got a lot of different events that we've been able to come up with in different locations for them, so that we can keep an active community.
Well, let's sure hope so, and let's keep those clouds away on Saturday because we want to have a lot of fun. And I just encourage folks to stop on by the community of Casey. They're always welcoming to folks from other places. They love to have you there to entertain you, and you don't have to necessarily come for everything. Just pick out the things you like.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, if you don't have kids that, you know, you can go and watch, come watch all the kids anyway. I mean, if you don't have any special grandkids or whatever, I think you're going to enjoy it.
Very good.
I think there's going to be a lot of entertainment, and the price is right. It's going to be free.
Absolutely. Sounds like you've got a lot planned there. Well, thanks a lot to you for doing this today and visiting with us, but also to all the volunteers that helped to make all of this possible. These things don't all happen by accident. It takes a lot of hard work for many months to put together something that lasts just a couple of days, and I hope folks look back after this is over and realize it was a job well done.
Well, yeah, and thank you so much for having us on the radio today.